Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Well, look, I'm pressing down the plunger in my French press.
Ooh, with because, two fingers? Oh, ooh, I didn't know that would fit.
Ooh, push it down, push it down.
Push it down.
Tighten up and push down. We want to welcome you back for yet another
Piping. Scalding.
Serving of
hot grogs.
This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Now, let's get into some
hot goss.
That's hot goss.
Shannon Sossaman.
Yeah.
I love your Alaska shirt.
Oh, thank you. This is an old one. It's an old fan gift, and I love
it. You've had some really cute new merch, though. I got Anthony the leopard, or the tie-dye Alaska one, and then there's a leopard Alaska one that's cute. Your merch game has been drag queen merch. You didn't know about that?
Is it a shirt?
Well, I mean, I don't want to inform you about your company's goings-ons, but yes, it's a shirt.
What is it? It's a shirt, and it's tie-dye shirt?
Uh-huh, yeah. Didn't you do it by hand?
Each one is hand tie-dyed. Yes,
Serena Cha-Cha's chained up in the back room.
There is some really good stuff, though. I mean, we just put out a really fun shirt. It's on my website, alaskathunderfuck.com, but it's like sort of spacey and kind of 80s, and I really like it.
Yeah, that might be the one then that he got.
We have some cute stuff out there.
I got some sweatpants on mine now. I got like little outfits. I got those masks.
What is this? See, this is the... Yes, okay. See, this is why drag queen merch is amazing. Because they take the initiative to innovate. Like I remember that design. I approve everything. But then they went ahead and said, we're going to put this on a tie-dye shirt. And that's so fucking cute. And now I want one.
Yeah,
I'm literally contacting them and having them send me that because it's so cute.
My thing is nothing goes out unless I have one first. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one that I love,
too. Oh, it's multicolor tie-dye.
Yeah, bitch. Aww. Everything. It's rainbow. You need to get into this for sure.
DragQueenMerch.com.
Ding.
This is called integrated advertising. You see, you think you're listening to entertainment content, but we're actually just pushing our cheap wares.
Actually, this podcast is very entertainment mobile.com.
I would never push my cheap merchandise, which is why I would never push a prepaid phone on you. Okay.
I would never push an affordable prepaid wireless plan on you, the fans.
I want to remind everyone, just so you will know and your children will someday know, that
and
on
their
October,
children's children.
Yes, on October 20, we will be playing Pictionary in an exclusive live stream drag queen fundraising benefit event. Via Zoom, via YouTube, via the wonders of the internet. We're going to be playing Pictionary October 20th, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Go to racechasertickets.com, reserve your ticket. We're raising money for the Victory Fund. It's going to be fabulous.
Now, we do have a special bonus round where we dip our wicks and use our wicks to draw. I'm very excited for that. Please make sure you plug your urethra beforehand because some of these paints are lead-based.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not dipping my doodad into acrylic paint and trying to draw a picture. Are you really doing that?
So you forfeit. Okay,
yes,
no, that's
just like
cool.
The swimming tank.
I saw your dunk tank thing. I know how quickly you are to give up upon adversity.
I'm gonna not swim on the swimming challenge. I'm gonna borrow someone else's clothes for best drag, and I'm gonna just not get in drag for challenge.
I am in drag, Rue. Yeah, everybody come see Pictionary. There's going to be gags, goops, gaffes with Jan, Jada, myself, Naomi, Derek, Big Dipper will be there. And bitch, we are going to draw figures.
That's right. It's going to be really fun. I cannot wait. It's going to be fabulous. A great lineup of divas. RaceChaserTickets.com. You can check it out. Also coming up, I mean, when we're talking about the Halloween season and iconic events, yeah. Iconiqua. Mm-hmm. Iconique. Doom, 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 doom.
Oh, Courtney's here.
New Year. Courtney quiffs. New York.
I've heard some of the notes as Courtney cracks.
We're doing...
Cue the goat!
New York, October 31st. I'm doing a show in coordination with Voss Events called Alaska Presents Halloween 2020, a Divatronic production. We're getting the team together that brought you such hits as Heart to Break and A Star is Born This Way and Justice for Art Pop. We're getting some dancers, some gigs, some gags, special guests. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going
to
be really fun.
You're giving it to the kids. You've done New York. You've done Chicago. You've done L.A.
Yes. Just gigging. And you, speaking of gigging, you had a gig in Vegas. How was that?
I did. Mi hermana, Raya Latrey, is working at the Gardens, which is like this indoor-outdoor space in Vegas that is amazing. I like that it was outdoors, so I didn't feel like I was in a room, like, catching everybody's dust and stuff. It was so fun. It's a new club. They're still, like, putting new things in and everything. And I just, you know, like the sister gigs where you're like, yeah, I'll do it. Sure. That sounds fun. But you don't like ask all the questions you would ask. Like, is there a stage? And upon them saying the whole like, blah, 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 Willem, blah, blah, blah. And putting the mic in my hand, I go, where do I go? And then I saw a stool and they said right there. And I said, oh, I sit there. And they said, no, stand on it so you could jump onto the DJ booth ledge and sit up there. And I said, okay. Cool. No one will be touching me. That'll be fine. And then midway through the song, right as I'm about to get into my beady beady bomba with the Spanish part of Boy is the Bottom, they take the stool. And I was like, I'm my beady beady bomba. And then they put back a different stool, a square one that doesn't spin around on the top. So it's safer.
Square stool.
Yeah, square stool. Let me take this moment to talk to you about square stool. And it was fine. I just made sure that I told my friends to never speak of this moment again. And then we had
one of those gigs.
It wasn't the gig. It was just like, it's hard for me to sit still while I perform and to be like, imagine someone saying
so
you can perform.
Sitting on a ledge?
I was sitting on a ledge holding on to it.
You should have done that song. I'm out on a limb. Do you know that song?
No, I don't want to steal your gig though either.
Out on a limb.
Yeah, it was so fun though. The indoor outdoor space is great. I saw a bunch of LA people there. Because honestly, it was one of the better ways to like be able to socialize without feeling like you're not 6 feet away from people and all that. Like inside, there were definitely people. Now, thinking about it, I can't remember specifically having to tell anybody to put on a mask, but nobody came up to me to speak to me without a mask. I feel like some of them pulled it down for pictures, but I had on a mask the whole time I was there, so I'm good. I got tested before, got tested after. And people are coming for some of the girls for working and being at parties where people aren't wearing masks and stuff, but like... Literally, I posted something about detox on the last episode of Race Chaser, which was amazing. And some little fucking twit says, isn't she the one that hosted a party where people weren't wearing masks? And I was like, A, you know damn well she is, so don't try it. And B, like, how is that being constructive? Like, we all need to eat and work, apparently, at some point. And, like, if we take a job, is that us promoting people socializing and going out? I mean, to a degree, but like people are going to do it anyway. And we're just there. And if we're in masks, like I'm talking this out because like these are all the thoughts that are going through my head. And now I'm like, should I even post that flyer? Like, why are they giving it to Detox but not me? Like that I'm happy they're giving it to her and not me. But like, when are we able to work and when are we allowed to be able to be happy about anything again on social media without people going, oh, OK, I see, back to normal.
What event did she do that's the event in question?
She did something in Atlanta, I guess. And somebody, I think Mayhem did it too. But, you know, they were wearing masks. So, like...
Right.
We can only be responsible for ourselves, but, like, when we post that we have gigs, are we being irresponsible?
Well, it is really important to, you know, to, like you said, have... like accountability for yourself as far as what you're doing. Like we have to be so diligent about testing, and not just us. Like we have to get every dancer, every co-star, every crew person tested up and ready before we're even like in a room together. These are all things that like we're covering on our end. And these are things that don't necessarily get, you don't say that on a flyer in a show or, you know, or in the caption on Instagram.
Yeah.
But it is important to like let people know that yes, we are working, but there are so many steps that happen behind the scenes to make sure that it's safe and responsible.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to broadcast my return to the stage for the whole world to hear, but I also didn't want to be like saying, "Hey, come party," while people are still suffering, dying. And, like, you know, there's been more cases than ever reported again. It's, like, a couple days ago, it was, like, over 50,000 cases. I think 57,000 new cases were reported in America. And this is one of the reasons we're all voting.
That's tea. The vote is very important.
You know what else is important? These dolls are finding their way to, you know, come through this Dragula Resurrection special.
Yes.
I'm Dragula so excited.
Dragula Resurrection.
October 20th, which is the same night as our Race Chaser live stream. But
the Boulets are going to eat our hearts.
Oh, you think?
For dinner. Because of this infraction. Well, we didn't know that they were happening on the same day, but you'll be able
also,
to
you
do
can
both.
Watch our, you can watch ours after, too. And
you can
guess
watch
what?
Theirs after, too.
Guess what? The spooky one with blood on her wins. And that's all I'll tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
but it's really cool.
I mean,
cool.
That's like all of them.
I just watched the trailer for it. It's like they're doing like a one-time event, and whoever wins gets to be on the next season, which is so fierce and cool. Yeah. I love this idea. I'm really excited for it.
Just bring your own housing.
Well, they go visit the girls in whatever city they're in.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, wait. How do they do it?
This is what they said. We're coming to you. So, like, they're going to each of the different cities. I don't know if I don't know if they're physically going, but it's like the queens are doing it from their own domicile, their
Got
own setup
it.
In their city.
Okay.
Now, which is fierce. And also, speaking of domiciles...
some of these girls give good dome. That's for sure. We've seen the videos.
The season 12 girls are doing a Halloween special, and it's coming out on YouTube on October 30th, and it's called Bring Back My Ghouls.
Great
name. Can we do a flyer for the live stream that's like Halloween-y, like that has like spider webs on it?
For the live stream that's happening in 3 days?
Yeah.
Sounds like a maybe.
I'll do it.
Sounds like you're going to get on clip art.
I'll put fucking spiders on it. Okay. Well, we have a rainbow spotlight by a straight man, a straight cis man. Vin Diesel. Well, debatable.
He's gay, right?
I mean, I've heard.
He's not out.
I've heard whispers in the Willems.
Oh, I thought he was gay. That's why I put this here.
Oh, really?
No. He's not out.
He's not openly out. Vin Diesel, of course, has a new song called Feel Like I Do. No, let's rainbow it.
Oh, I mean, We could talk about... never mind. There's a lot of people that aren't out that should be. But this Vin Diesel song is also out and it shouldn't be. So, makes sense. This is not a good song, but it's called Feel Like I Do. It's gaining popularity because he has a publicist, and I want to ride his bald head. Take it away, Vin. Right.
Bye.
Who goes out on a Tuesday night in the storm? Bar's too quiet and the cup of band is full up. Step outside, I'm about to leave when you walk. Right on by and I'll just freeze. All of the time you try to find someone who hit me like you. And I'm not the type who likes to rush in, but I want to. I knew, and I was frozen when you walked in the room. Cause every single word, it just makes my stomach turn. Cause I don't know you, but it feels like I do.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
I legit thought he was gay. I'm so sorry.
That's hilarious. And very exciting.
All right, well.
This is a segment that we like to call...
We begrudgingly call...
Let's get political, political. I wanna get political. Xanadu, Xanadu. Let's do this. Amy Coney Barrett... ACB is the opposite of AOC for sure. Like, she's everything that I don't want from an acronym. And the hearings are already happening. They're trying to confirm a Supreme Court justice in 16 days. Bitch.
Yeah. It's tacky.
Yeah.
It's chaos, confusion, lies, distortions, and chaos and madness.
Did you see the fake ballot tacky. Boxes?
Huh?
There's the Republicans of California have admitted that they own these ballot boxes that are unofficial that they've been putting out throughout the state. Yeah, and that's like illegal.
That's really illegal.
I'm definitely pretty sure it's illegal. So who knows what's going to happen after this. I hope all people are brought up on all the charges that they need to be brought up on. And I can't wait to go to court in a little hat and just go. Hmm. And then they'll be like, we need it quiet in the gallery. And I'll go.
You can wear that red outfit with the cape.
Oh, from Courtney. Yeah, I'd love that. Yeah. I mean, I'd have to belt it, but.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll get Howie on that.
Courtney's going to belt the hits on Courtney's karaoke.
Courtney's karaoke, Kiki, colostrophe, which is part clusterfuck and part catastrophe, because Courtney's the only professional singer on that goddamn show for sure.
She sounds great.
She sounds great. Yeah, y'all should check it out. It's and this is a lot like carpool karaoke, except when Courtney's not singing, you should carpool away from there because it's not good. yeah, it's like an Amy Coney Barrett hearing. Nobody wants to be there. Kamala didn't even show up. She's like, no, y'all are reckless. Get the Wi-Fi ready. I'm going to read you. Did you see that?
She did, yes. And she
told them everything, laid it out.
She was like, why are we pretending that you don't, you clearly are like anti-abortion and you want to get rid of Roe v. Wade? Which is like, is this like a distraction? Because it's so strange because the majority of people in America have common sense and say that like abortion should be legal, first of all. It should be like safely available if it comes to that. This is the majority of America who feels this way. So why is this like the hot, it's such a hot button thing that like overwhelms all the discussion. Like, maybe it's too difficult to have a discussion about like, I don't know, people are fucking, don't have enough money to fucking live and it's a fucking pandemic and so they can't work either. And so it's like, it's irritating and it's trash.
Yeah, the fact that they're trying to confirm a judge to do all this stuff when they can't, when they're, you know, they have to take weeks off for the Senate's and everybody's safety and the people that work at the Capitol and stuff, or Congress or wherever they have their meetings. But like, they need to get their shit straight with the people first and pass these bills on COVID and the relief on all that stuff before they try to put in a new judge, because that seat can be empty and everything can work just fine for a little bit, for a minute, until they like make sure they still have fucking constituents to govern over so we won't all fucking die, because they won't put things in place that'll protect us all, you know? Like, it's really annoying. Yeah. And the thing that Amy Coney Barrett said about sexual preference instead of orientation this week, fucking bitch. Like,
dated to even say that. Like, we haven't said that. No one has said that in, like, decades.
My sexual preference is big dicks, but my sexual orientation is homosexual.
On your back. Oh.
Yeah. Fuck you. Yes. yes. But like, honestly, like, why the hate? Like, what the fuck has a gay person ever done to her to like, what's the word? Intimidate or like fuck up her marriage or her life? Like, we're not doing anything to fuck up these straight peoples by wanting to get married and taking care of the kids that they've had that we can't usually have on our own in foster care and stuff. Like, trying to make that illegal and that kind of bullshit. I don't know. I can't wait to be on the right side of history on November 5th and like just call all my relatives and be like, hey, what's up? How are you? We haven't talked in a minute. You know?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah.
Hey, how are you guys? I wanted to let you know about my OnlyFans. Literally.
Wait, Willem.
What?
I saw on Katya's thing, you made a porno with Katya?
It's not a porno, it's an art film, A.
Oh.
And B, possibly. But you'll have to check out Katya's OnlyFans for more.
Wow.
For a little bit more. For a peek behind the beef curtains.
Wow.
I also have an OnlyFans and there's some video work. I put my first video up today. I'm doing some light floor work.
Ooh, cool. Very exciting. So exciting.
So exciting.
Now, you know what? The other day, I had to drop something off at the post office. So I went for a walk and I went down to the to the post office, and it was closed. I got my
Virginia Slims.
And it was closed, and it said it was closed for business. And I was like, oh,
they're tricking in the back.
I was like annoyed, but I was like, okay, whatever. I don't understand. It did not register to me that it was the official holiday of Indigenous Peoples Day, which was formerly known as Columbus Day.
Oh, they changed the name?
Well, it's in the process. It seems that it's in the process of being changed. So this is from CNN. Virginia is the latest state to officially observe Indigenous Peoples Day instead, a holiday to recognize the native populations that were displaced and decimated after Christopher Columbus and other European explorers reached the continent.
Wow.
So technically, Columbus Day is a federal holiday, which means it is still recognized by the U.S. government and thus brings the closure of non-essential government offices and usually places like post offices and banks, which I clearly didn't know. But states and local governments can choose not to observe a federal holiday. And as is the case with a growing number of places, they can change the name and intent of the October holiday altogether. So more than 130 cities have ditched Columbus Day for Indigenous Peoples Day, and the list grows every year.
That's fierce. That's sickening. I'm wondering if they're going to have to change the name of Columbus, Ohio. I mean, Rape, Pillage, and Plunder Town doesn't sound as good, but there's a Columbus Boulevard. Well, nobody calls it Columbus Boulevard, but I feel like I have deja vu. I talked about this once before. Never mind. I also have been listening to Vary That and Delta or Raja. It's like the fourth episode of it. They said something and they're like, I think I've already talked about this on the podcast. And I was like, y'all only have four episodes of that. Wait till you have hundreds. And I'm telling the same story verbatim, except the ending is different and I forget.
Galexis.
It's called
the Calexis Syndrome.
The Calexis Chronicles.
When you're a podcaster and you tell the same story over and over. I think I told a story about going to the post office and it was closed.
You know what's funny? My dad talked to me last night. He did the I'm going to call you because your mom might be mad at you thing. So he was telling me he was mailing me out mangoes and some other stuff. And he went to the post office and they were closed on Monday. He's like, I forgot about Columbus Day. You know, you lose track when you're retired and stuff like that. So other people forget about it, too. It's not just you wine drunk during the day.
It was 12 noon. Of course I was drunk. This is an ongoing like thing. And I think it's cool.
The drinking?
I think drinking is really cool. I think it's cool that we can sort of reassess and like look at something like Columbus Day and like be like, well, maybe exalting Christopher Columbus isn't the coolest thing, because what happened was he came here and then they just, I mean, they took land from people. They stole it. That's not cool. That's not all right. That's mean and bad and harmful. Yeah. So I think it's good that we're able to, like, even if the process is slow, we're able to, like, reassess and say this is going to be Indigenous Peoples Day instead.
I was watching a Padma Lakshmi Netflix thing where she, like, goes to different places and learns about food and cultures through food and cooking and everything like that. And I found out that, like, even the Indigenous people that have been given land back, it's not even the land that was originally theirs ancestrally. And, like, the lands that were granted to them a lot of times were, like, desert, barren, cactus, like, not near water because, like, you know, places settle near, like, their resources. And, like, the government put them in the middle of nowhere, expected them to survive, and then started giving them, like, shitty rations of foods that weren't originally in their diet. And it led to increased, like, childhood diabetes and, like, health problems and, like, so many things. And it's crazy that within 200 years or so, a government can come in and totally decimate a population that's been here thousands of years before that, probably. Yeah. Just because they have metal guns and poxes.
Yeah.
Because, bitch, they got them all with the pox, too.
Yeah.
If they didn't take your land, they took your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Is that a bug? Never mind. Sorry.
In studio. An in-studio guest.
There's an bugs. Insect. Someone planted bugs.
This, I mean, it's an ongoing conversation, and there are things like statues, and like you said, there are things like streets and schools and even cities. And
like, there's so many little things that are like not right anymore, that are on the verge of, like, if people really just like took a moment and went, maybe not, like what they did with Mrs. Butterworth and type of thing, like, maybe not. Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of maybe nodding that needs to be happening.
And it's a, you know, it's a process, but like it is a it's good that, you know, with all the like madness that 2020 has brought, at least it's also bringing to the surface some of these underlying things and these conversations and like ways that we can like move forward and just try to like try to be conscious of these things and try to do better about them.
Honestly, I feel like this podcast has like held me to not like a gauntlet of like making sure that I keep working and doing stuff and trying to do stuff, because I don't want to just keep spouting like the same, hey, check out our link tree with BLM links, if I'm not actually doing something and trying to better myself and learn shit and like raising money and that kind of crap. And that's not crap, but you know what I mean. So like, I'm really glad that you guys are listening to this podcast and I get to host it with you, with Dipper and Alaska. And I hope everybody's learning something. And I do know one way we can move forward. We can end this segment and do the ads.
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, we are back.
Why dark in here?
Oh my gosh, it is.
Moist. Is that black
turn
mold?
Turn up. It's ghosting. Turn up the torch, because we are about to go spelunking. Deep inside the DMs.
This first note comes from Maddie. It says, Dear Alaska. Dear Alaska, I'm writing to say, just you. From Maddie, I am writing to say that I thought you looked pretty on the Best Drag Runway 2. I thought it would be nice for you to hear that, since both Willem and Dipper pretty much gave you nooch, even after you said, I think I look so pretty, you guys. Twice. All the best, Maddie. P.S. I probably won't get Forever Dog Plus. I think the ads are too funny and I like listening to them. Okay, Maddie.
Maddie, well, thank you so much. It feels so good to hear that. Not once on this podcast has anyone ever told me, you look beautiful, Alaska. Not once.
So you nominate yourself.
I
don't want to be here.
Maddie, thank you. You know what? I didn't feel like I got nooch. People compliment me all the time.
I gave you constructive feedback, I think. That was not nooch. Nooch would have been nothing.
You said, you have brown hair on. That's disgusting. Which is like not... like constructive and rude to people with brown hair. So, our next message.
Well, it was a Miss Venezuela. If you were wearing a Miss Venezuela, a WBV unit, instead of that dusty. No, well, we can move on to David. Dusty. It's fine. Dusty. Yeah, girl. Oh, dusty. You know you were dusty.
Honey, you're casting dust. You're throwing dust.
Well, girl, that look was rust dead.
Mother dust. Okay, this message is from David. Dear Wilhelmina, Alaska Trant, and Dipper Trintra. Okay, work. I love that. I'll keep this short. This year, for his quarantine birthday, my boyfriend wanted to get all glammed up in drag. So I happily obliged because I've always wanted to feel my womanly fantasy. We've been discussing this for a while, but we got all glammed up this past Saturday just after I was listening to the most recent episode of Hot Goss and your thoughts on booger baby queens. I want to definitively say that I have a new and profound respect for drag queens and women. The amount of effort and discomfort you put yourselves through for a few hours of entertainment for others is insane. It speaks volumes to the passion you all have for drag. I cannot understand how people dressing in drag once can feel entitled to pass such harsh judgment on seasoned dolls. Just wanted to let you know that at least one booger baby queen will be watching Drag Race and all the queens with a new and even more compassionate lens. Y'all are wonderful. I don't have explicit dricks to share, but there's a photo of me done up in my first drag. All the love and respect, Chrysanthabum or David.
David looks great. Yeah. And like any good drag queen, there's liquor within an arm's reach. They have a full bar. Also some sort of trampoline. Truly. I'm guessing that Chrysanthabum gets fucked on.
She has a full leg tattoo.
Yeah, and this art rail, love this that. Gallery rail that's backlit with all the with the yeah. llama art and everything. I really love their style. Chrysanthabum, thank you for the props. And if you do encounter any dolls that are too seasoned, you may want to give them a spritz of something to make them smell better. Like carry some Febreze. That's what Lady Red and my friend Roxy used to do. They would mix the CVS body spray with Febreze. Get it right together. All
it's
your drag
the James Mansfield Magical Wig Spray. Oops. Now my wig smells just like cream soda. Available at Black Phoenix Alchemy Labs.
Sorry, I watch a lot of James Mansfield on YouTube.
Thank you, David. I love this note. And you know what? She's got classic first girl in drag like tease going on. She's got the dress from AliExpress or ASOS or whatever.
Those are genuine Diamantes too, but only on the front, probably not on the back.
Diamantes.
The back, there's no pattern.
This is a Lola dress if I've ever seen one.
Down
Lola
boots.
LaCroix. She's got a fresh out of the bag, probably a Webster. Or no, you know what? This is an Amazon. It's an Amazon unit that came probably out of like when Kylie Jenner was doing like the kind of teal wigs with a black root. A black root that goes into like a silvery kind of teal. And she's got a strappy platform. What is that? Ivory? Taupe?
Yeah, it's a bone. Think?
With not one ankle strap, but three ankle straps, because you want to drive Raven insane on Tudor Boot. That's why you got these shoes. But this is a very... are you wearing nails, Chrysanthemum?
She is.
Good
you
for
can
you.
See them splayed out on her thighs. She wanted to say, wait, hold on, do it with my nails.
Good for you. And those are long nails. And literally, she's wearing a lot of lashes. She looks great. Props to you, mama.
It's a
and
salute.
It's a deep salute. Yeah. Drag is hard. And drag fucking hurts.
And so is
we
your
appreciate
jaw.
You. Oh, gosh.
It is, but she knows that. He's probably a really handsome guy, too. The next message comes to us from Alex and Rory. It says, hi, Aleka, Will I Am, and Dipertina. It's Alex and Rory, and we are the deepest friends of the pod and love you very much. We need some advice on how to deal with our friend who is a pathological liar. She lies about everything for no reason. For example, she lied about being in the Olympics, faked many injuries, lied about her family situation, and more. Exclamation point. She's been dating this guy for 2 years, and he doesn't seem to know about any of it. What do we do? How do we confront her and tell him about what's going on? Please help. Also, on a lighter note, we carved little pound cake pumpkins. Thank you. Love you, Alex and Rory.
Those pumpkins are cute. Before we get into
the question.
We should
post them on the Instagram.
These are really cute little pound cake pumpkins. Also, the little pound cake doll is available on AlaskaThunderfuck.com. Please buy one. I have a warehouse full of them. But
slash
no, this,
big cartel.
These are really well done pumpkins. What do you think?
I want to say to Alex and Rory, you go gourd, because These pumpkins are sickening, and it's wonderful anytime to see, like, you know, your legacy carried on, and this is your legacy at work, Alaska.
Can I get an amen?
We could do this literally all day, all hayride. I think that if anybody knows two guys named Alex and Rory, they should figure out who their fag hag fruit fly is that's around them all the time, and then just y'all figure that out on your own in your own community. Because if y'all just can start confronting her with every lie or start joking about it, like, oh, remember when she went to the Olympics? Oh, remember when she broke her femur, then was fine 2 days later for a picnic? Oh, remember that? Just start talking about it like it's really super duper true and you really believe it. And then she might get the gist that, like, all of her stories are adding up to a fucking Gulliver's fables.
Well, my advice is not that. My advice is different than yours, but this is why the podcast works.
Mine's more fun. Yours is probably better in the long run.
We are able to disagree, but still remain civil, which is the foundation of how this country works. Girl,
come on, disseminate on my discourse.
No, well, I think that pathological lying is like a mental illness. Like it's like a syndrome. It's like a condition that some people have.
Well, we had detox last week. Let's get Robbie on the phone.
but it's not that. I mean, that applies to Robbie Turner. Like, Robbie Turner struggled with this. Like, I've heard from people who knew her, and it was always like she was lying about things that weren't even important. Just like making up things that weren't true, that it wasn't even like for a purpose. Like, it was just like wild lies for no reason. So, like, this is a condition that people can suffer from. And so I don't know the proper way to, like, hold someone accountable for this, or like bring up the conversation. But you know what? We do ads for BetterHelp, and like, maybe you can suggest to her to use promo code DRAG for 10% off, because I would recommend, like, someone who, like, is a professional as far as, like, mental health and stuff like that goes, to talk to them about, like, how to move forward. And it's good that you guys, like, you care about her as a friend and you want to maintain that friendship. But, like, you know, if this is something she's dealing with, then.
Also, like, pathological lying, like, can hurt a lot of people. Like, I don't know.
Well, yes.
Is Robbie's Uber driver okay? Did we ever check back? Even, like, fake people are getting hurt.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, like, it's like any addiction. It does hurt people. So, this next message is from Ben. Dearest Alaxa, Wilma, and Direp.
Okay.
So my sister's friend, who she lives with, tested positive for COVID around 2 weeks ago. And so her and her entire family have been isolating together since, in accordance to governmental regulations. Now, my friend is technically allowed to leave the house as the 2 weeks are up, and she didn't develop any symptoms from her sister and got a negative test. Me and another friend said we would go out for a drink this week, and she asked to come. But we have told her we don't want to meet with her for at least another week, just in case. She is now annoyed with us, saying we have hurt her feelings and she feels left out. But I have nothing to say, because it is a pandemic, in all caps, and it makes total sense for me not to invite her. Am I being rude? Should we let her come because she is technically free from her isolation period without symptoms? I feel, quote, lost and confused. Lost and confused. I had to smile from within. Please help me, beautiful women. Sending lots of love to you all for being the light in this hellhole of a year. Here are some flaccid quarantine drick pics currently on the camera roll. Ben, that's
speaking
flaccid?
Of lies, this is not flaccid. This is not flaccid. I have never seen an uncut dick with that much head out while it was flaccid. And bitch, it's huge. That's not flaccid. And it's that's not flaccid.
Clown.
Flaccid.
Maybe I should get with one of your clients. At least then I know I'd be getting something stiff.
it's not flaccid, but it definitely is fabulous, Ben. I would say do whatever you want. Like, fuck your friend. This is your life. And if her feelings are hurt, that's fine. But you can see her if she lives past this pandemic, okay? That's what,
well,
I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree. I don't think you should say fuck your friend, but I think it's like out of, like, she has to understand where you're coming from. And I don't think you're
out of
line.
Which is the bar where she's not allowed.
I don't think you're out of line by saying, you know what, I need a little more time before I'm going to feel comfortable. Everyone is negotiating this day to day right now. So we have to have a little bit of leeway with one another. If I'm not comfortable going over there to do this, then I'm going to like express that. And the same, it goes both ways.
That's a great drag name, Leeway. Everybody, give her a little leeway.
Leeway Merriweather.
Wait, who's Lee Merriweather? Yeah. Is he the penguin?
Or Lee Catwoman? Merriweather? I think she was Catwoman.
She was one of the three Catwomans in the Adam West series. Lee yeah. Merriweather, Eartha Kitt, and the Julie Newmar.
In what world is this a flaccid dick? I mean, are you? You're jizzing on my face and telling me it's raining. I mean, you really just are.
Can I? I didn't know there would be inclement weather today. Can I get some of that too? Or, wow. Yeah. I'd like to talk about the pube spread. It's
Sorry,
a natural.
I'm just sending you these. I don't know. Just flaccid.
They're camera roll. They're not even my favorites.
I didn't even like bother to even play with it before I took these. I don't even know why I took the pictures. I mean, really. But here they are. The lighting is perfect. Different angles from in front, from above.
I like that the pubes are trimmed, but it's not to the point where you can tell where the trimming stopped and started. It's like a generally fade. Well-manicured fade on the bush. And yes. The balls are there, too. I see the balls.
Skin fade.
A skin fade. Yes.
A foreskin fade.
Oh, my gosh. This is what a wonderful way to end the show with a dick like this. Thank you so much for listening to
A Dick Pic Like This.
Some foreskins dribbling over. It's completely flaccid. He's a pathological liar.
Bullshit. Why are you talking? Why are you talking?
Do I look upset to you?
Literally.
If you want us
you
to
don't
talk
love
about
me.
Anything.
Sorry.
If you want us to talk about anything or see anything or put it
you
in
see
your
something?
Ears, see something, say something. Check out the email racechaserpodcast@gmail.com and send us anything you want.
Yes, and we have really fun bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem.
Willem.
Just search using the hashtag racechaser and you can watch the videos a la carte.
We're all on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, and @racechaserpod.
Yes, and the link on Instagram @RaceChaserPod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
And if you're listening to this podcast and you live in America, we would love you to vote and figure out the plan with all your families and friends and make sure that they have a voting plan going. Ask them if they're going to be voting early, by mail, in absentee, in person, on their head, whatever. Make a plan now.
Right. Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy. And also, don't forget, get tickets at racechasertickets.com for October 20th. It's going to be great.
Picture this. It's Pictionary.
Picture this. We will be back,
next week
with more
piping,
steaming, squelching, wailing.
That's hot goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.